Robbie Catherine Anthony says she and her business partner were in Austin, Texas recently at an LGBTQ weekend startup event when they began developing their app. They call it Solace. It's a checklist for men and women who are making their transitions but who have questions.
For someone like myself, like, I want to start hormone replacement therapy, which is really instrumental in terms of transition. You kind of get the right chemicals in, yeah, and it starts changing you. I don't have the know-how of how to necessarily approach that. And so what it results is me kind of being in this middle state.
When you sign into Solace, you're directed to give your name and gender.
I find this exciting because it might be the first time someone puts down their real name. Then they select their pronouns. So for myself, they're she and her.
And then they start making their to-do lists.
They can start checking off things they might want to add to their transition, because transition is kind of like a snowflake. No two are, you know, ever alike. So we've got legal issues like updating the gender marker on your driver's license, medical things like hormone replacement.
Anthony says Solace allows people to track and add to their goals, click links that direct them to information they're looking for, even read news of specific interest to transgendered people.
It's not the most technically complex application in the world, but it is incredibly meaningful. And the thought is that if we can help people get unstuck from transition, we can start working to lower the metrics of, you know, how many people are in intense poverty or facing more discrimination, or even the number of trans people that take their own lives. We can drive that number down.
Anthony and her partners are now in the fundraising stage. They're looking to attract $40,000 to $80,000 in private investment to help them refine the app and get it to market in 6 to 8 weeks. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.